This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so this is where we're up to in Daf HaShavua, Daf Samach Zayin Omer Beis. So Gemara has the following question. The Gemara says, Kulam Zecharim, if they're all males, Yoichelu, then you're allowed to eat, the Avdei Milug are allowed to eat the Truma. Zecharim Yoichelu, if they're males, they're allowed to eat Truma. Why, if they're males, are they allowed to eat Truma? Again, we're now focusing on the statement of the Rashbi. Rav Shem Bar Yochai says that if they're male children, then the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel are allowed to eat Truma. Why? But what about the Ubar? What about the possibility of the Ubar? So we already explained, Kosavar. Rav Shem Bar Yochai says, Ein Choshishin L'miyuta. We don't have to worry about the miyut, that maybe the Ubar will be a male, because the Rav says either it will be a female, and even if it will be a male, maybe it will miscarry. Okay? Ein choshesh l'miyuta. Basically, the Rashbi says we're not choshesh for the miyot. Now, obviously, not everybody agrees with that, because the Rashbi says if they're males, then the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel could eat Truma. If they're females, they can't. So the Rashbi must hold, we're not choshesh for the miyot. V'ibay seima, and if you want, you could say, lo'olam kosavar choshishin l'miyuta. Really, we're worried about the miyot. And the miyot is, maybe this Ubar will be a male. And if the Ubar will be a viable male, that will inhibit the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel from eating Truma. So how do we get around that? The Avdinon le takanta k'Rav Nachman, we basically make a takana like Rav Nachman, because if they're males and there's an Ubar, we allocate the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel goes to the Zecharim, and the Ubar will get some other part of the Yerusha. This way, the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel will be able to eat Truma. We do the takana Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yesoimim shabo lachloik benichsei avihem. Yesoimim that come to divide the estate of their father, there's a concept, Bezdin ma'amidin lohem apotropis. Bezdin will apportion a overseer, uboiro lohem chelek yafe, and choose for them a good chelek. In other words, Rav Nachman is of the opinion that when Yesoimim inherit their father's estate, we appoint a guardian, and the guardian basically ascribes to each Yesoim what would be appropriate for each one. So we see there's a concept of allocating to a particular yoresh what's the best and most appropriate for that yoresh. So likewise, in this case, if the Uber would end up getting the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, they would not be able to eat Truma. So basically, the way we allocate it is we say the Zecharim will get the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, and the Ubar will get something else. Higdilu, once the kids grow up, Yecholam Limchois, they could basically protest the allocation. But Rav Nachman Didei Oimer, Rav Nachman himself says, Higdilu Ein Yecholam Limchois. If they grow up, they can protest. It's basically final. So according to Rav Nachman, the allocation is a very serious allocation, because otherwise, if they would be able to protest, imkein ma koyach bezdin yafe. What good is the power of bezdin if the yisoimim could protest the allocation? Basically, it comes out then that Reb Shim ben Yochai is choshesh for the miyot, that maybe the ubar will be a zachar, but the way around it is what we allocate the nechasim. The problem is, the Tanna Kamma held that if there are Avdei Tzoyin, if there are Bonim and Hinichamu Baras, Avdei Tzoyin Barzel cannot eat Truma. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the Tanna Kamma, who is also Choshesh for the Miyot, doesn't hold of Rav Nachman? In other words, why does the Tanna Kamma not hold like this? The Mosi Tanna Kamma doesn't hold like Rav Nachman. That means Rav Nachman's teaching is Machlokes Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Leimel Rav Nachman Tanoihi. Shall we say that the teaching of Rav Nachman is a machlokes Tanoim? Says Gemara, Loi, de kule alma islahu de Rav Nachman. Everybody holds of Rav Nachman. That what? Everybody holds that technically you can allocate. However, meaning, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Leimel Rav Nachman Tanoihi. From the fact that Rav Shimon said, if they're males, they could eat, because the Takana Rav Nachman, that means the Tanakamu says, Abdi Tzemraza can eat, holds that the Takana doesn't work. So Gemara says, no, everybody holds like Rav Nachman. And if you would have made the Takana, then the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel could eat, even according to the Tanakama. Here we're talking about where you didn't make the Takana of Rav Nachman, you forgot to do it. And Rav Shimon says, if you forgot to do it, you could still eat Truma. You know why? Because we're not choshish for the miyot. That's the machlokes. Everybody agrees that this is a good takana. And you could allocate. And here we're talking about where you forgot to allocate. So the Tanakhama says, if you forgot to allocate, you have to quick without a paddle. And Rav Shimon says, you're not, because we're not choshish for the miyot. V'hacha b'choshishin l'miyuta kamiflagi. Now we get up to one little complex pocket over here in Yevamos. That shouldn't scare you. It's not like Yevamos is a hard masechta or anything. But we're now going to examine the statement of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. But the truth is that even if you try to learn this on your own, it's going to be very hard. But when we learn it together, we have everybody's collective zchusim, and Hashem should be merachim on us. Okay? So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Bas ma'acheles ben eno machel. A daughter is machel, a ben is not machel. Daughter, yeah, ben, no. Ask the Gemara. Maishno ben deloy machel. Why, if they're boys, could you not eat the chuma? Could the avdei tzoyin barzel not eat chuma? Again, avdei tzoyin barzel don't eat chuma when there's an uber messing things up who have a stake in them, and they cannot, and their state cannot allow them to be machal. So if they're boys, why can't the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel eat Shuma because of the chelek of the Ubar? And the Ubar might be a male. Well, Bas Nami, even if they're girls, Loi Tachal, the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel should not be able to eat Shuma. Mimnei Chalko Shal Ubar. I mean, if the issue here is the chelek of the Ubar is not allowing the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel eat Shuma, what difference does it make if they're boys or girls? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, by the way, who did Abaye marry? What was her name? Anybody remember? Who did Abaye marry? Abaye married Choyma. Yeah? He married Choyma and then Abaye died, right? That was on Daf Samach Dalet, right? Anyway, Abaye said like this. Amar Abaye. Hacha, I guess it's before he married Choyma, okay? Amar Abaye. Hacha bin chasim mu'atim askinan. Okay, you ready for this? Here's Halacha. If they're boys and girls, midaraisa, the boys inherit, the girls don't inherit. Yeah? However, midrabanan, the rabbis were masaking that you gotta leave over for your daughters, but they don't get a Yerusha, they just get supported until they grow up. Now, how much do they get? They get nechasim muatim. They get a little bit. So if there's a big estate, a big Yerusha, let's say the father's a multimillionaire, The boys get, let's say, $950,000, and the girls get $50,000 to support themselves. The girls, midaraisa, do not get Yerusha, they just get support. But that's a takana d'rabbanan. Now, what if the father had very meager estate, so the father only left over $50,000? Who gets it? Halacha is the girls get it, and the boys, they go collecting, they go knocking door to door. So here, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about where the father left nechasim muatim. And when it says there are daughters, it means there are daughters and sons, obviously. You know, of course. So the Gemara is saying two chidushim. Now, okimta number one is we're talking about where the father only left over a small amount of Yerusha. And okimta number two is the father left over a son together with the daughter. And in that case, where there are daughters and sons, in that case, the avdei milug are allowed to eat truma. Why? Because the ubar will not mess them over. Listen to this. Because man of shach. Because if the ubar turns out to be a boy, he's not going to get anything. Because the living boys don't get anything. They have to go collecting. So why should the ubar who's not born yet get anything? They're not better than the boys who are around. Ibasi, Elamai, it's a girl. He's not going to get anything either. The only reason a girl gets something is the Rabbanon made a takana that the girls should be supported, but that's only if the girls are alive. If the girls wasn't born yet, there's no takana the Rabbanon that you should have to support an unborn ubar. So miman of shach. Again, we're talking about the father left a meager estate. And when it says bas, it means there's a ben with the bas. And the reason why the uber doesn't mess over the avdei milu, avdei tzoyim barzel, is miman of shach. If he's a boy, he's not going to get any Yerusha because the living boys don't get a Yerusha. And if he's a girl, if she's a girl, then she's not going to get the Tekanta D'Rabbanon. Amay Ochla, but Tekanta D'Rabbanon, why would she eat in the Tekanta D'Rabbanon? Kama Doloi Nofik La'Avira Oilam, so long as she is not born, Loi Takinu Rabbanon. The rabbis did not make a Takana. Okay? So that's Rabbi Shmuel. But if they're only boys, then the uber might be a boy, and if the uber's a boy, he's going to mess over the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, and therefore the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel cannot eat the Chuma. Ema Seifa. Now, well, accordingly, let's read the Seifa. What's the Seifa? The Rashbi. Now, let's read the Gemara. Ema Seifa. Shema Yimsa Ha'ubar Zachar. Ve'ein Lebanois B'makam Ben Klum. What does the Rashbi say? That if they're boys, the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel could eat. Why? Because either the uber will be a girl, and even if not, maybe it will be a miscarriage. But if they're all girls, then they can't eat truma, because maybe the uber will be a zachar. But if the case is there already are boys, and we're talking about nechasim muatim, who cares if the uber is a zachar? The living zacharim didn't get anything. Right? We say, Ema Seifa Shami Yimsa Uber Zachar, Bein Labanis Makam Ben Klum, Adiraba Nechasim O'atim. We're talking about where there are a few Nechasim, the Banis Ninu, and it goes to the girls. Says the Gemara, Seifa Asan L'Nechasim Merubin. The Seifa is talking about where there are a lot of money. So if there's a lot of money, and the Seifa is talking about where there's a lot of money. And if there's a lot of money, so if it's all boys, they could eat. The Avdei Tzoyim Barzel could eat. If they're girls, here's the issue. We are afraid that maybe the Ubar will be a Zachar. And if it's a Zachar, then it goes to the boy. Says the Gemara, Unechasim mu'atim debanais ninu. If there are only a few, a small estate, it goes to the girls. V'amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yisoimim shekadmu umachru. If Yisoimim, they advance and they sell b'nechasimu atim, masha machru machru. Let's say you're right, the girls get it. But if the boys go ahead and sell it first, it belongs to them. it's a good sale, which means that really, be'etzem, the boys do yarshin it. So if it's in the rishus for mechira, then how could the avdei tzoin barzel eat the truma but maybe the kid will be a boy? It really belongs to the boys. So in other words, this trick that we're talking about a meager estate and therefore it's yarshin by the girl, it's not going to work. And therefore the Gemara is forced to say the following, Okimta, please help me out with this. You know what Rabbi Shmuel means? That Habas macheles haben eino machel. Bas does not mean if there's a girl born from the Kayin and the Bas Yisrael. Bas means aim. You know what it means? Bas ma'acheles. It means the mother could be machel her avdei milug truma. A bas is macheles. In other words, she was married to a kayin, and she could be machel to her avdei milug. A ben cannot be machel the avdei tzoyin barzel because of the ubar, which is basically then the same thing as Rabbi Yossi shita. Hainu Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says you're right. Kula Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Ketanila. It's all one statement. Basically, we pulled the oldest trick in the book. This cryptic statement of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is nothing more than rephrasing what Rabbi Yossi just said. Okay. We proceed with the Mishnah. Yeah, how's everybody doing? You're right? You're surviving this? Okay. What do you say, Dr. Phil? Ask me something, no? Is my volume off? What's going on? I can't hear you. Yeah, my volume. Sorry.
We have to do this for Simcha.
That for sure. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me. Hini mekabel lilmoid imachem besimcha. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Now this Mishnah is going to list, very interesting, different levels of relationship that are not strong enough to allow a Bas Yisrael to eat Shruma by marrying a Kayin, but strong enough to disqualify a Bas Kayin from Shruma if she has this relationship with Yisrael. So basically, on the one hand, if she's a Bas Kayin, she's going to lose the ability to eat Shruma if she's married to Yisrael. And if she's a... And if she's a what? And if she's a Yisraelis, she will not be able to eat Shruma if she has that relationship with a Kayin. Says the Holy Mishnah, Ha'ubar, a pregnant woman. Basically, a Bas Kayin that marries a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, so normally she'd be able to go back to eat Truma, not if she has an Ubar. If she has an Ubar, she can't eat Truma. On the other hand, a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin, and the Kayin dies, and she has an Ubar, she also can't eat Truma. So an Ubar is not a strong enough connection to a Kayin, but it is a strong enough connection to Yisrael not to be able to eat Truma. Or a Yavam. Basically, a daughter of a Kayin married a Yisrael and he died without children. So she would go back to eat Shruma? Oh no, not if she's a Shemeres Yavam. On the other hand, if she's a Bas Yisrael and she married a Kayin and the Kayin dies and now she's Zakuk to another Kayin, that's not going to allow her to eat Shruma. In other words, it's strong enough to tie her to Yisrael not to go back and eat Shruma, but not strong enough to tie her to a Kayin to be able to eat Shruma. Or Erusin, A bas kohen who is mureses to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Bas Yisrael that's mures to a kohen can eat truma. V'hachiresh, a deaf person. We'll have to see what that means. In other words, if the bas kohen is married to a cheresh, she may not be able to eat truma. On the other hand, if a bas Yisrael is married to a cheresh, she also can't eat truma. V'ch'uben teisha shana v'yem echad, or a 9-year-old and one day. Poislin, it will disqualify her from eating truma, v'loy ma'achilim, but it will not allow her to eat truma. It will disqualify her when she's a bas kohen. It won't allow her to eat truma when she's a bas Yisrael married to a kohen. Or, you know what else is like a 9-year-old in one day? Safek shuben teisha shanam v'yom echad. Safek she'eno. Safek she'eno. So if a man is safek 9 years old, and suffig not, is also pasels. But does not meichel, or suffig heavy beis sa'arois, suffig shaloi heavy, or if it's a suffig if he brought 2 hairs, or not. So in all these cases, it's poisel, ve'eno meichel. Now we talk about a random case. We'll have to see what this is doing in the Mishnah. Nafal habayis alav yalbas achiv. The house fell on a guy and on his wife, who's his brother's daughter. Now he had another wife who didn't die. Now that wife who didn't die is now going to be zakuk to this guy's brother. But she might be a tsaras erva because her husband was married to her husband's brother's daughter. So if the husband's brother's daughter died first, she's not a tsaras erva. If he died first, she is a tsaras erva. Ben yedei ezi meis rishon. Tsaras choylatz esolos misya bemes. Yidu chalitza na ibum. So once we're talking about, basically this case got in here because this is another suffic case. So now we're going to discuss the first case of the ubar. Ha'ubar, ibas koyen li Yisrael, if it's the daughter of a koyen to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, he pasala. Ibas koyen li Yisrael, if the case is the daughter of a koyen to Yisrael, so the uber is going to pasal her. Why? It says, kinureha. A young girl, prat lumuberes, as opposed to a woman who's pregnant. In other words, a bas kohen who's married to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, the bas kohen goes back to eating the chumah of her father, provided that she's not attached to the Yisrael. She's kinureah, but she goes back to eating like her youth. But if she's pregnant, it's not like her youth. She doesn't go back to her father. But ibas Yisrael a kohen, if it's door of a bas Yisrael to a kohen, she has to have children. Loi machala. The kid will not allow it to eat truma. Yelud Michael, a child that's born will be able to Michael eishes koyin to eat truma. Sheino yelud eino Michael. How about the yavam? The same two scenarios. Hayavam, I bas koyin li Yisrael he. If it's the daughter of a koyin to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and now she wants to go back. Pasala, the Shaymeres Yavam will pasal her. Because it says, Vishavel Beisavio, she has to be able to return to her father's house. Pratla Shaymeres Yavam, that excludes someone who's waiting to do Yibum, where she cannot return to her father's house. She's Zakuk to the Yisrael's brother. And Ibas Yisrael a Kayin, if it's the daughter of Yisrael to a Kayin, and now her husband dies and she's Zakuk to her husband's brother who's a Kayin, Loi Maichala, because only Kinyan Kasboy could be Maichel. And this is not his Kinyan Kasboy, but it's his brother's Kinyan Kasboy. Kinyan Kasboy, Omer Rachmana, Vaha Kinyan Da'achivu. This is the Kinyan of his brother. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, please stay tuned for tomorrow night's amazing share on Rosh Hashanah. Really good stuff coming up about the role of tshuva in our lives. Beautiful material. You could check out our shiur on the Orchas Chaim of the Rosh that we started yesterday. Very nice stuff. And until then, wishing everyone a great evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.